This is Messages from the Universe with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. Here, Lori delivers information from the Mastery Realms related to astrology, planetary influences, energy surges, and generally how we are evolving. She connects with angels, guides, ascended masters, astro beings, and those that come forward with messages to help us on our journey. Welcome, everyone, to Messages from the Universe podcast.
Hello, I am Lori Wondra, and thank you for listening. We are entering eclipse season, passing the Ides of March and the spring equinox. We have a lunar eclipse in Libra on March 25th, followed by a total solar eclipse in Aries on April 8th, and those are going to pack some energy. Full moons are a time of releasing, but this new moon, I want to take some time and talk about what this eclipse is going to mean for each of your signs. Eclipses are the way we experience accelerated change, however, at a much deeper level. They are our biggest opportunities for self-actualization. A solar eclipse happens when the moon passes between the sun and earth, and it casts a shadow on earth that is either full or partial, and it fully or partially blocks the sunlights in some areas. Sometimes the moon only blocks part of the sunlight, which is called a partial solar eclipse, and other times the moon blocks all of the sun's light, which is called a total solar eclipse. Solar eclipses occur when the sun, moon, and earth are all aligned. And this year, that means they're all aligned in the sign of Aries. Lunar eclipses, on the other hand, happen when the moon moves into the shadow of earth cast by the sun. So we know eclipses are known to be catalysts for spiritual transformation and evolution, and eclipses bring both endings and beginnings that shape our perspectives. Therefore, the best medicine for eclipse season is to embrace and surrender and accept. We find that the wheel of fate and destiny are turning on our behalf. The universe always has our back, which means we get to release control and let go of the pressure or the desire or the need to feel that we have to be in control. Practicing self-care is always important, but during a time of eclipses, this would be a time to really be aware of your surroundings and what you need from a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and astral sense to support you. This is a time really to go with the flow. Sometimes we get in this constant place of asking and pushing and setting intents, and that's what new moon usually is about, is setting intents, and we're trying to manifest. And sometimes those things that we are trying to manifest take us out of alignment with what the universe is really trying to deliver. Sometimes the universe looks at this as humans being impatient. Certainly ask and then wait and trust that all that is coming to you will come to you at the time that you need. And what is coming to you is what you need to have come to you. That which is yours will not pass you by. That which is not yours will pass you by. Now, solar eclipses work somewhat differently than lunar eclipses, and emphasizing beginnings. That's why they're so exciting. Most of the time, they make us happy, and occasionally something may end too, just to make room for something new to come in. I do believe for many that the ending will come at this full moon, this March 25th time period, or it's been endings that have been transpiring through this whole last year. Some of you have been holding on to things, beliefs, fears far too long, and the solar eclipse can ignite the necessary changes so that there's nothing you can do but end those things. But again, some of you may have already been ending things that you were holding on to. Changes could come gradually, or they could come suddenly. Still, the news or timing of those changes often comes as a surprise, especially if you weren't planning or it's something that the universe is deciding for you and you really no longer have a choice. It's important to remember at this time that you're not alone, that the universe is supporting you, and sometimes, actually most times, the universe knows better of what you need and will just make moves to get you into that place. This is a time to trust you're getting into a flow, or that you are in the flow, and what you are ready for is coming to you. At eclipse time, we realize We can't control everything. We really love to believe we can control everything, that we are in charge of when and what and how things happen in our life. To most, this is true. We have free will. But if we have a mission, a life purpose, or a contract that we're on, the universe is aligning for us to fulfill that. In action, it consumes our energy. It's like a river blocked by trees and debris. Full moons are good for when the universe will remove that debris so we can be back in the flow. This way, our energy is flowing in the method that it was designed. Keep in mind, the March 25th full moon will be a time to create those unblockages or those times to create the pathway for you to allow what's new to come in. Full moon is about illumination and illuminating those things that you might not have seen in the past. Events that follow an eclipse always have more weight than events brought on by normal new or full moon. In fact, an eclipse is like a new or full moon on steroids. The events brought on by an eclipse often pack much more punch and may even bring on an event that seems faded. We do experience subtle changes, but the eclipses push through this intense energy for those areas that we have been slow to change. Be very observant at this time. The universe is dropping clues and messages, codes and keys, I say, and programs all the time to our roadmap. Be curious in these messages. No one is excluded from change and the impact at this time. The levels may vary and what or where in your life you are impacted, but the energy of the eclipse will impact everyone. A few reminders of the impacts of eclipses. Number one, eclipses are dramatic wild cards. The energy can create sudden, unexpected change, shifting our life from one path or timeline to another. And I've been talking about the collapsing timelines and the quantum leaps that we're taking right now. The universe is very flexible in its energy flow and therefore expects us as humans to adapt as needed to changes that we experience. Eclipses bring new or big life events. This can be exciting or it can be stressful, especially if you don't like surprises or change. Eclipses always bring unexpected changes of direction. You may feel like you're walking across a bridge to a new land at eclipse time. You may feel a shift of your energy in either lightness or heaviness, a little floaty. Keep in mind, we're still working on shadow and darkness, and some of the collapsing of the timelines might bring up those filaments or those pieces of the past that need to be brought into the light. I'm noticing these past few weeks when I see clients that their energy systems, the chakra systems, are riding above. So this might make you feel floaty, meaning that your feet chakra or your sacral chakra are riding higher in your body. Sometimes I see the feet chakra actually sitting in the chest area of people. I also sense this floaty energy, particularly when I'm out driving, and I notice other drivers may not be paying the closest attention to things like lane changes, signaling a turn, or just being courteous and patient on the road. Now, three, eclipses will always play with our senses of time and change as it's compressing it or speeding things up. There's that theme of collapsing timelines again. But on a bigger spectrum, it can compress or speed things up for things we weren't prepared for. This would be the time for quantum leaping, and we are feeling the compressing and movement of timelines and all activities associated with them. The reality is that the universe has its timeline, and we sometimes aren't aligned to it. And this is an opportunity to become aligned to it. We'll see faster movement in people coming into our lives and people leaving, or opportunities coming in and opportunities leaving. The speeding up is not just how quickly things come, but also how quickly things can leave. Eclipses can help you do things you never thought you could do, such as overcome fears, or show you that you can say yes, that you can do certain things. Look for those things that maybe you have been avoiding and see how the universe might be pushing you to demonstrate that you can do those things. The universe gives us these subtle and sometimes not so subtle challenges. We may be pushed to doing or experiencing something we never thought or dreamed we'd do. Keep this rule in mind. The universe will not abide in empty space. Whenever a vacuum is created, the universe rushes to fill it. Especially true if you're ending or expanding, the universe will fill it. The term transmutation is a concept of the universe in energy, that it doesn't expand or grow, but it transmutes. The universe will transmute the energy. So where we as humans feel like we are emptying something, releasing something, and filling it back in with something, the universe is actually transmuting that space. So what you are prepared to receive might look totally different than what was there before. This also would be a perfect time for you to use your processes of meditation, journaling, or just quiet time to take note of all news and signals that you get near eclipses. Create space for the universe to deliver to you at this time. The universe is delivering new information, new programs, codes, and keys, and it's flooding us with wisdom, insight, and information. This is a gift from the universe. It can seem somewhat overwhelming, but it is a gift. This solar eclipse in Aries, it's the first sign of the zodiac. It's about our identity, the I am energy. It's ruled by Mars, which can be war, aggression, drive, and force. Not all bad qualities if directed in the proper alignment. If you're trying to force something that's not meant to be, it will be met with the force of this energy. So best to go with the flow and let the force move you to where you're meant to be. Mercury goes retrograde the beginning of April. So we begin to feel the pull and the shift of Mercury energy, and that Mercury retrograde will be in Aries. So at the time of the full solar eclipse on April 8th, Mercury will be retrograde in Aries. Venus is also sitting in Aries, and Chiron remains also in Aries. Might this energy be focused on resolving items of the heart, items of identity, items of clarity of who I am, why I'm here, and what I'm doing, roadblocks that are preventing you from living a happy life, loving, being fulfilled? This is a time of understanding, forgiving, healing, and resetting, and much levels of inner contemplation. We might interpret this as a punishment or a challenge, but these are opportunities that are meant for us to work on pieces of ourselves that have remained unhealed, hidden, or as some would say, the shadow work, places where we haven't been true to our authentic selves. Ultimately, we are now in a position to understand that changes or endings are necessary for our own growth. So endings don't necessarily have to be endings with someone else. Maybe it's an ending of a version of yourself that no longer makes sense for you to carry around. These changes are internal and not external as we get to watch. We are the participant. The changes are happening with us. This is a good time for focusing on some of the constructive traits of the sign of the ram. This is enterprising. Rams are known to be straightforward, sincere, brave. Consider how to positively incorporate these qualities into your life. Aries new moons are generally good for taking action, trying something new and innovative, and going at it with gusto and drive. Think about the ram moving forward. It's time to be assertive, take charge of your life, start a new project, discover your own personal courage. It's a powerful time to reevaluate relationships, including that of yourself. With this potent Aries energy, we have the chance to make important changes in our lives. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and thus a new moon in Aries is especially ripe with opportunity for new beginnings. We might consider acting on a constructive impulse and following a hunch or taking a risk. Aries learns through experience and action. So we might treat ourselves to a little adventure now. Take a risk, take action, and learn from it. Don't go into this time or this energy with fear of making a mistake. This is also a great cycle under which to discover the benefits of expressing ourselves with authenticity, expressing ourselves as we are without putting on airs or false presence. We might also find ways to learn how to rely on ourselves and be happy about doing so. It will go a long way towards finding inner happiness when we know that we can be self-sufficient without blaming others for not helping us out. It is a time of continued healing and individuating. It's a time to revitalize ourselves through the experiences that break the routine that involve doing something new and fresh. So before I move into discussing how this eclipse, and I'm talking about the April 8th eclipse in particular might impact you. And I'll go through each zodiac sign. I want to touch on some of the fear-based things that I'm hearing out there. And I would like to encourage you not to be in this place of fear. Yes, we are in a time of immense change. And yes, there is a lot of shadow moving up. And the collapsing of timelines and the collapsing of the realms, shadow energy is seeking or moving into the light. And quite frankly, sometimes we don't know what to do with all the shadow. It's important that we stay true to ourselves, which means true to our light. Stand in your light. Be true to yourself. Self-care is also important. I'll go through some tips at the end that might help you navigate this energy. But now let's touch on what this eclipse energy might mean to each sign. You might also look at what house your rising sign is in to gain an even deeper understanding of potential impacts. So for the total solar eclipse in Aries on April 8th, here is an overview of each sign and how this energy might impact you. Let's start with Aries. The total solar eclipse scores a direct hit if you're born under the sign of the Ram. This day could feel dramatic as it's best to approach it being mindful. A chapter is coming to a close, opening the door for you to write an entire new story, and I would say starting a new book. Because this eclipse touches down on the Aries North Node, fate will often play a role in any endings that you might experience. It's best to move with this energy rather than your usual tendency to push back. A few days after this event, you'll emerge like a phoenix rising from the ashes, and this is the beginning of a new life and certainly a new you. And Taurus, this eclipse sits quietly in the privacy sector of your chart. Rather than affecting you outwardly, this is more like a gentle nudge to look within. If you can take the day off, do so. Spend your time in solitude, pondering the state of the world and your place in it. Reflect on how far you've come and where you want to go next. Give yourself the gift of quiet, peace, and solitude. And if you're struggling with a personal issue, a revelation is possible. Create that space for the universe to speak to you. You might find the answers or answer that frees you at last. And Gemini, your social life is about to go through a purge. The total solar eclipse will feel like a Roto-Rooter of your friends list, a cleaning up, a deep-seated cleaning. You are one of the most gregarious signs of the zodiac, with a circle of acquaintances as vast as the globe. But this eclipse wants you to focus on quality rather than quantity. A few friendships may disappear around this day. Most likely, these are superficial connections or people you've outgrown. Let them go. Make room for new companions and a new version of you. Cancer, be ready to step up your career as the total solar eclipse moves through the top of your chart. If you've settled for a lesser role at work, it's really time to leave your comfort zone and aim for something higher. Opportunities might open up, and you still need to take the initiative. This is going to require you to pull some courage. Some old fears about imposter syndrome may arise. Some old fears about, can I do this? Am I good enough? But don't let that hold you back. Break through to the other side and let your star rise. And Leo, for some Leos, this eclipse brings opportunities to travel. Schedule a trip on the eclipse's path if you can and soak up the energy, or find another sunny spot to visit. It will brighten your spirit. Even if you cannot travel, you might find other ways to broaden your horizons. You might meet new people or decide to go back to school. The key here is to take a leap of faith and keep an open mind. And Virgo, a fresh financial start is on the way. No matter where you stand before this eclipse, a change will occur. You may receive news about a loan or a settlement, or a current investment may finally start to move in the right direction. Issues of giving and receiving will also crop up. You need to remember to be in balance. If you're giving more than you get, or vice versa, a rebalancing is coming and it's necessary. And Libra, who is the balance sign, you love to be in relationships, but now the total solar eclipse demands you set your standards higher. Certain people are moving out of the picture. While there may feel some unsettling to this, it's for your highest good. Let them go, especially if they are toxic or pulling or draining on your energy. You no longer have to accept subpar behavior from anyone. You might be forced to assert your needs as well. While that may be uncomfortable once you start, you'll see it brings a healthy balance to every partnership. And Scorpio, the total solar eclipse promises to shake up your career. You may reach a pinnacle around this day. If that happens, take a bow, be proud of what you've accomplished. It's also possible a new job may open up. This could take you in an exciting new direction. And while you may be reluctant to make sudden career changes, this opportunity might be the one that gets an instant yes. Also, if you've slacked off on your fitness goals, there's no better time to reboot than now. And Sagittarius, if you're single, this eclipse could bring pleasant surprises. An unexpected spark with a new person may turn into something hotter. It's best to remain open and see where things go. For partnered Sagittarians, new levels of this relationship are possible. You may be ready to put a ring on it or try for some other sort of advancement in the relationship. This total solar eclipse also eliminates creative blocks. Allow your muse to come out. Allow yourself to play a little bit. And Capricorn, for Capricorns, home is going to be your sanctuary. This lunar cycle may give you a clear indicator of whether your living situation is right for you or not. If you love your current residence, you might be ready to start some long-term renovations. However, if you're unsure, a change may occur that pushes you out of the nest. Either way, this will ultimately lead you to create a better place to hunker down. Family issues could also come into play. For example, you might receive some news about a loved one. You might be ready to cut ties with a meddling relative or a relationship that just isn't creating a place of peace. Aquarius, your mind is about to get clear as a bell. A total solar eclipse eliminates doubt, worry, and mental blocks. Suddenly, you see the light and know exactly what you need to do. If you have been stuck between multiple options, the way forward will be very obvious. This eclipse could also open up the way for new adventures. Gather your friends and hit the road. And if you're daring, follow the path of the eclipse. This could be just what your wanderlust needs. The risk factor you have, Aquarians, is that you hold on to old patterns and old behaviors that are just ready to be released. Follow the path. And Pisces. Pisces is rarely about money, but once this total solar eclipse hits the financial sector of your chart, you might change your mind. Suddenly, a new revenue stream may appear, or you might devise a genius idea for a side business that turns very profitable very quickly. Old fears about materialism may bubble up. Just let them go. Remember, the more you earn, the more people you can help. And once you begin attracting cash or wealth, you can spread that. So eclipse energy is about change. And change can be embraced, or we can look at it as restrictive. Here are five more general suggestions for the total solar eclipse to help you navigate this. 1. Take it easy. The energy of eclipses can be extreme, so it's best to remain as mellow as possible. I've been noticing the energy is ramping up as the sun is dumping more codes and keys and programs. We feel more exhausted, more tired, a deeper desire for rest and naps. 2. Avoid making major decisions until a day or two has passed after the eclipse. By then, you'll better understand where things are headed. The eclipse time is about change, and it's going to show us what's leaving and what's coming in. So wait before you make any leaps. 3. Situations or people may be eclipsed out of your life, and let it go. Trust that it's for the best. 4. Stay alert for opportunities. If something ends, there's usually a new beginning shortly after. That's where the universe doesn't allow for empty space. It transmutes the old into something new. So be willing to let go of the old so that new can be brought in. And 5. If the solar eclipse happens around your birthday, this could mark a significant life change. Think of it as rebirth. However, you'll want to guard your well-being. This is not the time to take a risk with your health. That bungee jumping adventure can wait, but this is a time for change. Be alert, be aware. During any eclipse, the universe is always giving us messages and signs. It's our responsibility to see how they fit and how the universe is communicating to us. And because we are all individuals, the messages that come to each and every one of us might be different. I might see eagles. I might see other critters in my yard. I might have loud birds singing. It might be more nature involved. Others might see pennies and dimes. They might hear songs or clips of music that have words, or they might have words that just have meaning. And pay attention to the synchronicities in your life. The universe loves to give us hints. Sometimes it feels like a scavenger hunt, but these are synchronicities that lead us on the path of where we are most aligned to. I'm Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. Thank you for listening and happy eclipse season.
Thank you for listening to Messages from the Universe podcast with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. For current events or to schedule a private session with Lori, please visit yourlifecore.com.